Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are joined by Nate Bethay from Trash Future.
Woo!
Where we are. You can talk.
I can talk.
Yeah,
you can talk.
Nate,
like,
I'm here.
He can talk. He can sing.
Trash Future fans do know, in fact, that I can sing exactly one song about what if the bin man was hard, or do you remember when the bin man was hard, but otherwise not really a singing guy.
And today we are asking the important questions, like, we bought a zoo. Now what?
Matt Damon, he bought a zoo.
His wife died, he bought a zoo.
He's like, I know what my, you know what would have probably saved my wife maybe? If we had a zoo.
If we bought a zoo.
So, look.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat. I'm going to admit something to our audience and to my good friends.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen this movie.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure I know what happens.
I have an admission as well.
Okay, yeah, Jackson, what's your admission?
I also have not seen Matt Damon's We Bought a Zoo.
I have a sneaky confession I have to make to everyone in this room, but I have yet to see We Bought a Zoo. I had forgotten Matt Damon was even in it.
Nate.
I am unaware of the fact that a film called We Bought a Zoo exists. But that's more a me problem than a you problem.
In 2000 and maybe 11, Matt Damon and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Matt Damon's wife dies in 2011, maybe, buys a zoo to cheer up his sad kids because their mom's dead.
Yeah.
Is Scarlett Johansson the wife, or is she
no,
the love
Scarlett,
interest?
I think she owns she's like a zoo person.
I think she works at the zoo that they bought in the titular Weewater Zoo.
Okay, I got another confession to make. Yeah. I don't know how you buy a zoo.
Yeah, it does seem like the kind of problem, like, I woke up, you know, and I made a spur of the moment drunk purchase. Like, you have to be at a super high echelon to be like, I bought a zoo. Like, normally it's like my brother one time when he was in college woke up and he was like, I don't know what I did last night, but I have a half eaten Starbucks cookie, a cup of coffee, and an NES game called Legacy of the Wizard. Like, that sort of drunk purchase tier that I can conceive of. Buying a zoo, I don't really know how you do
it. Imagine waking up drunk, looking at your phone, and your messages are like, the gorillas are hungry.
What?
Oh, no.
Who did I text?
So, okay, let's... All right, so if we bought a zoo, what's step one?
Well, either we're going to have to be like very wealthy to buy a good zoo, or the zoo has to be in pretty disrepair for, say, us to afford it.
Well, Matt Damon buys a zoo with giraffes in.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's got to be an expensive zoo.
Mm.
Years ago, I visited the zoo in Buenos Aires. Not very well maintained, but they does have capybaras just running around free everywhere.
Oh, that
and to
rolls.
Me, that kind of sparked an idea that if I owned a zoo, there has to be some animal I let run loose throughout the zoo.
Great
what
idea.
Animal is that going to be, though?
Okay. I'm thinking alligator.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go with peacock. Because they're pretty, but can be violent.
In the interest of fairness, because we all four of us co-owned the zoo, we each pick one.
Okay, so we've got alligators, peacocks.
Yeah.
I guess if I had to pick, and this is more for, I guess, the Australian vibe to the zoo.
Yeah.
It should be emus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're
like
big,
that.
They're stupid.
Yeah, they'll steal your sandwich.
But when you look at
them. And your phone.
Yeah. But like looking at an emu up close, there's no greater joy than looking into its little beady eyes and tiny little head.
Surely then you've seen the video of the British guy walking the emu around, right?
Yes.
There was a guy in somewhere outside of Manchester who was blackout at like 11 o'clock in the morning. And this guy is driving down the street and he's like, guy filming from the car, and he just sees him. He's like, "You're walking an ostrich, you daft fucking cunt." And he's like, "It's a fucking emu." And what it turns out is that he got drunk on eBay and bought an emu egg, and he thought it was like a model, but it was a live egg. And so it hatched, and he's like, "Well, fuck, I've got an emu now."
That's you amazing. Can just do that.
I have no idea. I mean, that's his story. But like, there might have been a dark web involved way of getting an emu that's a lot more sordid, but yeah.
eBay in brackets, dark web. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have crocodiles,
alligators.
The emu and peacocks, I'm assuming, will be teaming up they roam around.
But
our
Nate,
zoo.
Obviously, we each get to pick an animal. So yeah,
I would say lemurs.
Lemurs. I am a
great for the vibe.
Huge fan that we have two peacock alligators snapping at your feet.
Yeah,
and then we have lemurs and emus stealing your phones and sandwiches.
I have a quick question though. What is a zoo? What constitutes a zoo?
Dangerous question. What is a zoo? It's a place.
Yeah.
That houses what animals.
What though? There can be other things.
Well, I mean,
I don't think you can have a zoo with no animals.
Yeah, plant zoo.
You cannot have
a plant
zoo.
You can't have a plant zoo.
Look at these plants. Do they have to be in cages?
There's another word for a plant zoo, though. Like, technically, an arboretum is a plant zoo, but no one would call it that.
Yeah.
Or if you did call it that, they'd think you'd had a stroke. They don't understand, but,
Plant zoo.
And understanding is the key to communication, so...
Well, if you
you have to have exotic animals. If I unleashed, like, say, 100 cats?
Okay.
In, like...
Well, you could have a petting zoo.
In a field.
Cats
with wolves.
Usually aren't in petting zoos.
Yeah.
So it's got to be an enclosure. Yeah. It's got to be animals.
Yeah.
And whether or not those are animals you were expecting to see, like that would occur in the wild or not, that's up for debate.
That's true. Uh-huh. So you could get a house.
Yeah.
And you could put one animal in each room.
Yeah.
And then just pay rent. That's a zoo.
So basically, like, my garage is full of raccoons back home. Zoo.
Yeah, exactly. Zoo. If you charge for it, zoo, or free zoo if you don't charge for it.
Yeah, how many things, because like
and what makes a petting zoo, like, why is that different?
You can
to
touch
a regular
the animals.
Zoo? I understand
you can do
this,
what you like to the animals.
I understand this, but can we
I don't
say,
know about that.
Can we make our zoo a petting zoo no matter what animals we have? So I think interaction with animals, to me, is more important than looking at one.
Well, every time I'm at the zoo, I want to touch every animal
I
see.
Yeah. Same.
So
I think, unfortunately, though, and this is the sad reality, is you touch most animals, they're greasy and you're left disappointed.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like there are some exceptions to that rule, though. Like, nothing about a hippopotamus makes me want to touch it.
Are you kidding?
I've seen them. No, they're so much bigger in real life than I'm expecting. And then you're like, I think I'm okay with not letting that thing's enormous jaws get close to me.
If I could touch a hippopotamus, I would die happy.
What about a rhino?
Any animal.
Yeah.
You die happy if you touch an animal. You've pet a dog or a cat.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Another example, though, I'd say is there were tapirs in the Buenos Aires Zoo. And there was a male tapir in one cage and a female in the other. And the male one just started making this kind of haunted howling sound and just got the weirdest erection I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
and like, I'd like to be able to describe it like in pictures, but I don't want anyone to have their Google image search history say tapir erection. Uh-huh. But like, needless to say, nothing about that situation made me want to touch the tapir.
Yeah,
I was
that's
just
fair.
More like, that's don't, a haunted pig. I'm okay.
Yeah. Don't you have a tapir story?
Yeah,
at a zoo
I saw
as
a tapir
well?
Come on a fence once.
What?
Yeah, I was at the zoo with my brother. It was an awesome day at the zoo.
Yeah. I can already figure out why, I reckon.
And then we came to the tapir enclosure and we were just watching it. And it was just, it was backed up against the fence, but it was hard. And then it kind of started fucking the fence, I guess. And then we were watching it, and we didn't see any jizz. But the absolute worst smell of my life. And I was there, it was like me and my brother, and there was like a family, and then like just a guy, just like a single person standing there. And as that smell wafted over us, it just everybody left except me and my brother. Because we were like, that tapir just come on a fence. Because that's a risk if you go to the zoo. You might see an animal come. That's part of the confidence.
So,
you pay the money, there's a chance.
So the angle, so you were standing behind glass. I got a lot of questions.
No. So it was like a wooden kind of like partition.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those enclosures where if I wanted to climb in, I could.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, okay.
And the tapir was like kind of halfway through up against the wall of its enclosure, which was like a wooden fence.
Yeah.
And it had its ass up against the fence.
Yeah. Which, so...
That's how it started.
There was a fence in the way. Yeah. The ass was against the fence and you were standing on the other side of the fence?
No, 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 no. So I'm say you're the end of the enclosure.
Okay, and for the mental image of this, me and you are currently sitting the opposite end
exactly.
of the table.
And say, Zam and Nate,
we're next to Jackson going counterclockwise around the same table.
And the tapir's got its ass up against, say, Nate, okay?
So Nate, so I'm next to Jackson.
So it's jacking itself off backwards is what you're saying.
Well, no, it started that way.
Oh, okay.
And then it kind of rotated and kind of got up against the fence.
Got it.
And then it made some gyrations, and then...
That's a long way for a cum smell to travel.
Yeah. It permeated the air. It was horrible.
Did you get a good look at its dick?
No, I didn't see its dick. I'm not as lucky.
Yeah, it's weird and long. That's all I can say. Like it definitely, my friend was with this girl he was dating, and I managed to take a picture of like a cute photo for Facebook with the tapir and its enormous dick behind them. And I was so proud of that composition, but they didn't post it. So I feel like the magic was lost.
Cowards.
The other day, I was trying to take a video of a cute dog. I was at a dog park and it was a French bulldog and it kept just rolling onto its back for no reason. And I was like, that's cute. I'll send that to my partner. And I took out my phone and it just shat the moment I traded the phone on it. It just stopped doing that and just shat. But and then I have a video of that now.
You just got a video on your phone of a dog taking a shit?
Yeah. Which I can't explain.
The longer that video stays on the phone, the less you're going to remember why you have it. And it's more just going to be like, huh, you're the man with the guy with the video of the dog shitting. And
but also you have to explain that you didn't take that video deliberately. Like, it wasn't meant to be like a testament to that moment. You just happened to catch it.
I didn't expect the shit. And then people will be like, why didn't you delete it?
Why didn't you delete it? That's probably question number one.
Actually, why didn't you delete it?
I don't know. It's still on my phone. I'll show it to you after.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm excited.
I do feel like it could be useful as a sort of like when you've really had it with someone, as a reaction, just send them that. Hey. It's like...
Oh, sending it's clever.
I'll say just holding the phone up's a little bit extreme, but you could also do that.
That's confrontational.
Yeah. Hey, you!
What do you think of this?
That's a dog taking a shit, sir.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so buying a zoo, owning a zoo.
Yes.
Maintaining a zoo?
Yeah. What kind of zoo are we going with? Are we going for exotic animals? Are we going with, like, say, because in Australia we do have those, like, I guess they're sanctuaries, which are kind of like a zoo.
That's amazing.
Well, Jackson seems... A lot of native animals.
Yeah.
Fucking stoked already just to have four different types of animals wandering around. That's Jackson's... I can tell by the fact that he wanted to move on from this. He's like, yeah, our zoo, four animals, they're all wild. That's it. That's a zoo.
That's like a safari park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, and something we didn't really investigate until we moved on, and I'm happy to continue moving on, but the animals we picked are going to get eaten by one of the other animals.
One particular problem here.
Yeah.
Well, they probably won't eat the emu.
Well, if you take it away, are they the ones that are fine when they're not near water?
Alligators?
Yeah.
Aren't alligators the wet ones?
They're the dry ones.
Is there a wet and dry one? Don't both of them need water?
Well, yeah, no, but like if you were
one's more wet than the other, yeah?
Yeah, I think a crocodile needs to be wetter.
Okay.
Well, alligators live in swamps. What does that tell you?
Swamps are wet. What does that tell you?
I don't know. Okay, so maybe the alligators need to be wet and they'll just die and then the other animals...
Or we just have swamps. I mean...
Yeah.
Crocodiles are in Australia and are famous for being hot and then going in the water to cool down. So maybe that's why they need the water.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about alligators.
I'm on an open field, like sort of grass.
Yeah.
And say there's a peacock strutting its stuff. And then an alligator comes up. Can it be like quick enough out of water to chomp on that bird?
Yeah,
okay,
surely.
Okay.
Surely.
Okay, that's a problem.
Follow-up question. Why did you pick alligators?
I like the way they walk.
Okay.
And I think it would be cool to be able to see.
Now, I remember once when I went to, I think it was Dream World when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They used to have parade around basically tigers.
For any of our listeners outside of Australia, Dream World is a theme park that's famously killed multiple children.
Yeah. So they used to have a couple of tigers. They were just on like chains. That they would walk around the park.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember what happened to those tigers, but Dusha just said a beautiful sentence. Can you just repeat that again?
Dreamworld is a theme park on the Gold Coast in Queensland in Australia that is mostly famous for the deaths of multiple children.
Any by tigers?
I don't believe so. It's often decapitation from rides.
Because, you know, the thought crossed my mind when you brought that up, and I actually looked it up. I don't know if you recall this story that a couple of years back, maybe 5 years ago, a little boy got eaten by an alligator in Disney World, I think.
Oh, no.
So they were basically, like, they were in some area near a pond, and, like, he wasn't even unattended. He just was outside of his parents' grasp for a minute, and an alligator came out of the water and grabbed him and pulled him under and
Whoa.
Ate him. And this was obviously a tragedy, and it was a horrible situation. Yeah. But also, in the urge to have a take, this one particular woman who, this was her undoing, said, "I'm so finished with white men's entitlement lately that I'm not really sad about a 2-year-old being eaten by a gator because his daddy ignored the signs and said, 'Do not swim.'" Oh, and needless to say, people didn't really react to this well. But I thought to myself, I was like, well, if you have alligators running around in your zoo, then you, at least you know that A, children are going to get eaten, and B, the takes will be even hotter. Yeah.
Like, this Twitter's going to roll.
This will produce more content than any other zoo on Earth.
Yeah.
This will be, remember when Harambe got shot, the internet lost its fucking mind. Yeah. I remember. That'll happen every fucking day.
We're going to be shooting so many alligators to protect children that it'll become humdrum.
Well, do you remember there was that zoo in Germany? They were like, one of our giraffes we kind of hate.
Yeah.
So we killed it and then we fed it to the tiger or the lion. Everyone was like, oh, don't do that. We're feeding a lot of peacocks.
Yeah. Emus. I think it's going to be really good takes on Twitter for a while and then it's going to become boring for people.
Well, what if to fix the zoo straight off the bat, you get to hire, I guess, gunmen to just keep an eye on all the alligators, and the moment it gets near a person, then they just put two in its brain.
Okay, great. Well, we solved the alligator problem. Yeah. Okay. What other animals are we going to have in our zoo?
Well, what's our showstopper? What's our, like, big ticket item?
Yeah.
What is the weirdest possible? Like, the animal that people are not expecting.
You know? What's a big bat? Yeah. Any big bats we could put in the zoo?
I think I like the idea of running a zoo where our big attraction is, what if we just put two alpha gorillas in one enclosure? See what happens.
I think we can bill ourselves as, like, the kind of rebel zoo. We're going to be like, the other zoos, they got all these rules, they got all these regulations. Mm. Not us, you know?
Yeah. Come to the zoo to see what happens in the real fucking world.
Yeah, the thought had crossed my mind, like, what animal did I miss seeing in the last zoo I went to? Like, well, they didn't have an albatross. And I realized, like, it would be very difficult to have an albatross in a zoo.
It's an enormous
fucking bird that needs to migrate across the planet. But, like, part of me kind of wants something improbable like that.
Albatrosses, come on, grow up, zoos. You're all over the world. Just have a deal with another zoo that the albatross flies to your zoo.
The amount of times that other zoo is going to get a phone call. They're like, hey, did you get the albatross yet?
I imagine, given our ability to locate this in the flight path of albatrosses, I'm excited to move to Tristan da Cunha and just live there for the rest of my life and never see another person again.
Okay.
I like the idea of a zoo, like a exchange with other animals where we just sort of hope, like, let the gorilla out, it'll go
sort
to
of
the
let
other
them migrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny to do with animals that don't migrate.
I think Jackson.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get across this plan big time.
Okay.
But I think our zoo should either, as a showstopper, should have one of two things.
Okay.
One is either is taking one animal and another animal that would never, ever meet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just putting them in the same thing, see how they deal. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example.
Crocodile and a gorilla?
A gorilla and a kangaroo.
Oh, both kind of bipedal, but not quite.
Yeah.
That's what I like about that. And I like that gorillas...
Chimpanzee and a dog.
They probably meet.
You know, so I feel like they probably met at some point.
Yeah.
It's like, because I always think that's fucked up. Like how, so if you have a
polar bear and a chimpanzee.
Fruit bat and a penguin. Very, very awkward confrontation there.
Do you think if you had like a hawk, it would pick up a penguin? How crazy would that
be? Well, that's
the
type of thing you'll find out at the zoo.
Well, I mean, exactly. You have open air zoo, bird of prey enclosure, and also a refrigerated section that's also open air somehow with a penguin.
Alternatively, if two animals meeting, if that's going to be too hard, I think we should just have a show every day where we feed a different animal a meal they'd never encounter in the wild.
Like how, if you have a fish and a fish gets sick, you're meant to give it a pee.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's crazy because fish don't eat peas.
But I think
the fish eating the pea.
Where's a fish fighting like, the pea in the wild?
So pea, like, so say you've got like, so this is based on a true story from my life.
Okay.
Where my housemate's fish got quite sick, and apparently a treatment for like gut problems and stuff like that for a fish is to give it a pea.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But Jackson is like, when is a fish encountering a pea in real life?
Yeah.
Because it's a cooked pea as well. It's okay. Not like...
Yeah, that does... When is a fish encountering?
I don't know.
I don't know, what
guts.
A fish is meant to do in the wild, but a pea is good for
a
fish.
We're giving chimpanzee lasagna at 1 p.m.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, yeah. Are we making it fancy, though? Are we setting out like a nice little table and maybe cutlery?
Yeah, I think that'd be funny to watch.
Yeah.
So I want a bit of a show, because I would love to see what happens if you feed a bear, like,
a
I don't know... Or a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do we think, like, obviously we're going to get a lot of lawsuits.
Yeah, kind of table stakes at this point, isn't it?
Yeah. But what's the crime in feeding a chimpanzee lasagna? Really?
Because
not unhappy. It's awesome for the chimpanzee.
Because clearly we have to feed and water all these animals. And I reckon if we could make a nice sweet deal with some of the fast food restaurants around us to take some of their offcuts.
Yeah.
And some of their, like,
it's a McDonald's zoo.
Yeah. Like the garbage at the end of the day that they, all like this stale burgers they can't sell.
Yeah.
But I reckon I could feed a dolphin a stale burger and it would love it.
I think so.
We're having dolphins in the zoo.
It won't be stale because it'll be wet.
Yeah. So. Exactly.
Nothing wet.
Kicked to death by an antelope because it refuses to eat a Yumbo for the third day.
I think we got to walk a kind of knife's edge with this zoo.
I don't know what it is, but getting kicked to death by an animal that kicks from behind is so funny.
Oh, man. Let me tell you this. So years and years ago in a different life, it feels like I was stationed at an army base in Alaska and they showed us a moose safety video when we first got there because they're like, listen, I mean, the guy giving the speech and giving us the moose safety class obviously took it very seriously. It is just had this demeanor of like, listen, soldiers, these moose are no freaking joke. But he showed us this video that was basically looked like it had shot on like a first generation digital video camera or like a webcam of someone getting kicked by a moose. And every time they tried to get up, the moose ran in circles and would just kick them kept kicking them. The whole point of the lesson was, this person died because they tried to get up. If a moose kicks you or tries to kick you, lie down and let it establish dominance, and then it will eventually get bored and walk away. But 100%, they run in circles and just kick you. Just like, every time you're going to go, just get a fucking kick.
That's so scary.
They're so big, too. Nothing can prepare you for how fucking gigantic a moose is, too. So I imagine an antelope furious over the shitty Burger King meal would be the same experience.
So this moose video where a moose kicked a man to death by running around in circles and just kept kicking, is it kicking its back legs out?
Yes.
Oh,
that's amazing. Hard.
It's kicking out one leg, basically. It runs circles around the guy.
That's the most fucked up thing.
And every time they try to get the guy tries to get up, it just does like a back kick.
First off, hey, you get kicked by a moose once. You're like, oh, fuck.
This sucks.
You're lying down. You're like, I need to get out of the situation and get treated. You just go to move up. Smacked again. You're like, okay. What's the odds that'll happen also a third time? You get up a third time. Smacked again.
So... being kicked to death by a moose, that's an intense video to see. But also imagine being a guy who gets killed by a moose, being repeatedly kicked to death, caught on camera. That's your legacy. Yeah. Your legacy is you're the guy.
You died as a lesson.
Yeah. I hope what happened to me can help others.
And there'll be plenty of people out there listening to this being like, that's a really tragic image and horrible to think about. But for me... it's hard not to find that a little bit funny.
It's also
and I don't know why.
If you go really hardcore Calvinist about it, then you presume that guy was born solely to be kicked to death by a moose so others may learn from his example. Like, nothing else he did in his life had any meaning. It was just that.
A perfect date with destiny. Wow.
Because if this guy didn't get kicked to shit by a moose, we wouldn't know just to not get up.
I've learned something useful. Like,
Plumbing the Death Star says, if a moose kicks you, stay the fuck down.
Yeah.
I would strongly advise it. Yeah. It also makes me wonder, like, if you become, guy who gets his dick cut off trying to fuck a vacuum cleaner and you die from it, like, you live as a lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
All you can do is be a lesson.
Videos about that are probably rarer, I reckon.
That's true. I can't imagine them showing that in a classroom.
Maybe they're selling vacuum cleaners and they're like, but at I feel a certain like, point.
I had a friend who was a nurse and she used to tell me some insane stories about people that would come into the ER with like weird sex injuries, like dick amputated because he used a cock ring that was too small kind of thing. So I imagine at least for nurses, they might actually show them
a video.
Yeah,
it might be useful.
Like in the correct setting, that video could become a thing.
Do you think if you were like a vacuum cleaner salesman, say back in like the 1940s and 50s, you're like on the road, you would think about fucking the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, heaps.
It was like
day two.
Do you get in the car? You got your map of all the places you need to visit.
Turn on the car. Look at the passenger seat. The vacuum.
Turn on the car.
Like,
turn on the vacuum cleaner. Roadhead.
Well, sort of like a. It's sort of like. I mean, what if there's like a secret among vacuum cleaner salesmen that you have like I don't know, you know, like what's the right word for that stuff? You know, samizdat kind of like booklet on how to make it totally feel like a chick. Like, get two slices of sandwich bread, like a couple
of
cold cuts.
Bologna, put them in there.
Like, there's this whole elaborate ritual that goes along, and like, maybe it goes wrong sometimes.
You ever see a vacuum cleaner salesman going to a diner and buying us salami and mayonnaise sandwich, and they don't eat it in the diner, they just take it out to their car?
He has a knowing smirk. He's like, it's for later.
I'm gonna fuck my vacuum cleaner, then I'm gonna sell it.
Don't.
So this vacuum cleaner here, it works a charm, trust me.
One of those vacuum cleaner salesmen that fucks his vacuum cleaner. Get out of my house.
Buy the damn vacuum. Every vacuum's been fucked.
Yeah, you're so naive if you don't think they're all fucking their vacuum cleaners. What are you, a child?
Grow up and live in the real world. There is no vacuum that's ever been on this earth that hasn't been fucked.
Dyson was a company built on cum.
Before it leaves the factory, it's pre-fucked. You think I'm the first man to walk in here with a vacuum under his arm that he's fucked? Grow up.
Take a long, hard look at yourself. Now look at my groin. I'm currently fucking this vacuum.
Now, I'm going to ask you for the last time. Do you want to buy this fucking vacuum?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Pleasure doing business with you.
Do you miss the episodes where we'd ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think is going to happen in upcoming film? And the companion episodes where we ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think about that film we just saw? Well, do I have some great news? We went and made a whole show that is just that, Baseless Speculation, where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, games, and more with as little research as possible so you don't have to. Just search for Baseless Speculation on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcast from, and join myself and these two knuckle fucks as we celebrate the death of cinema the only way we know how, by making wild claims film studios would be too afraid or too stupid to do, and then get shocked when we're right. Once again, that's Baseless Speculation, available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you dickheads get a podcast from.
The '50s were crazy.
Yeah. I'll say. I can see why everyone was on laudanum.
Yeah, fair enough.
That was your daily encounter. Jesus.
Now, I do remember something with vacuum cleaners, and I think it was like a new technology revolutionizing this thing, where they did put like a little bit of like a spinning blade in
the
vacuum cleaner nozzle.
The vacuum
cleaners. No, the idea was being when you're sucking up all the dust, and maybe you get some like large clumps.
Yeah, okay.
That actually makes sense. It's smart.
It'll like kind of spin. And it was great until I think, you ended up getting a few people in some ER
for fucking that vacuum.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people would also be, it would also probably just cause problems of like, oh, my vacuum's clogged. I'm just going to stick my fingers in.
Vacuum's clogged. I'm going to quickly stick my dick in to unclog it.
This is the thing I use to unclog everything.
Oh, no.
My sink's clogged.
That's also something you would never believe what happened.
Like sometimes you're vacuuming and you vacuum up like a spider or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, spider.
Yeah. How are we going to deal with the bad press around our zoo?
Embrace it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. Come see this fucked up zoo.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Like what action park?
Is it?
Yes, because I get confused because the Johnny Knoxville movie is called something similar, but it's not the same thing.
Oh, maybe it's not action park. Yeah,
what
I know what
you mean. Action park you speak of?
It was a theme park made by maniacs that were like, theme parks are soft now. Teenagers love...
Yeah, it was a theme park kind of founded on the idea of dangerous rides and drunk teenagers.
Okay. Yeah.
So it had an open bar
that
they didn't check like IDs or
whatever. Why would you?
Every staff member was drunk, and they had, it was, it's very notable for having a loop-de-loop slide.
Yeah.
So, which they never used, but they sent a dummy down to see what would happen, and it split in two.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
Okay, yeah. Okay. Can we incorporate some of that into our zoo?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I kind of want to see what a baboon would do with a water slide.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I was imagining we somehow slide people into the baboon enclosure or whatever.
Okay.
Come
okay.
see a balloon.
Do we think... Yeah. Okay, so rides. I like that idea.
Here's rides at the
thinking.
Zoo. Smart.
Here's what I'm thinking. Okay, an animal attack, like getting kicked to death by a moose. Mm-hmm. Thrilling. Okay, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But
invigorating.
Obviously, yeah, yeah. Dangerous. Okay.
Yeah.
So... You know when they train attack dogs or whatever, you get those big puffy suits?
Oh. Yeah.
Is there a way to make like a full-on safe version so that we can just handball you into, say, the bear enclosure?
What if we combined your idea with your previous other idea of rides? And what if stuff like a water slide where you're wearing that big suit.
You're wearing like the EOD suit, basically.
Yeah,
like the guy from fucking, what's it called? The Hurt Locker. You're dressed in the baboon enclosure.
Ready for a bomb. Yeah.
You fly down the water slide, shoot out into, I don't know, a polar bear enclosure. You land in the water there, the polar bear beats
tries
you
to
around
get you,
a bit.
Yeah, flips you up, and then it's part of the ride. Tranquilized and you're let out. Or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like, it would be exciting. Like, like if you could be mauled by an animal, but you didn't suffer the consequences,
and
like what animal would you pick? I think I'd go an orca, because I think that would be fucked up and scary.
I don't think I would do anything involving water, just because I feel like with the possibility of me being drowned.
I'm already wearing a very heavy suit.
Yeah. They can tranquilize the animal all you want, you can still drown.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a new variation on a shark cage, but you do die.
I'm guessing I'd go with maybe either a bear.
Yeah, bears are good.
Or
bears
a kangaroo, but I don't want the suit. I want
to. I feel like a bear, it's like losing a wrestling match in elementary school to like the heaviest kid in your class, but it also smells like the worst dog you've ever smelled. Yeah, and it's just you basically just lying there for most of the experience, and it's just going, Like, I don't really think I wouldn't pay money for that.
That's fair.
If I could mini disc fucking memory recording from Strange Days, experience it in someone else's life, maybe I would be like, oh yeah, I'll try watching a YouTube video for 10 seconds. I'll try getting mauled by a bear in an EOD suit, but I wouldn't pay for it, and I certainly wouldn't do all of the getting armored up experience.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
I think
fair.
A flock of ostriches recreate Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah, I'd maybe go with cassowary.
Yeah.
Oh, scary.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You're not going to, what else would be fun? But obviously this isn't water again, but being death rolled by like a crocodile.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We already have crocodiles. So
yeah, we got alligators.
Multitask.
Just do it on land.
Yeah. I was thinking shoebill penguin, because every time you see a picture of one of those, you're like, I wonder what would happen if one of those fucked with me. And like, you could actually pay for the experience, but you know, you wouldn't get your head lopped off by one of the enormous
bill. You're probably not going to die from the...
Probably not.
Strong enough for the...
Like, you know how, say, a pelican can probably fit, say, a small Jack Russell in their beak?
Yeah.
Could the shoebill fit, like, a me in it? How big are they?
Their bill can definitely get it over a human head.
Okay, they're pretty big.
I mean, they couldn't swallow you whole, but I feel like...
The joy on Jackson's face at the mental image.
Let me look one up, because I feel like it's just the comical size of the beak is the thing that, like, no one, if you're not familiar with it, no one is expecting this.
Yeah.
So let me just see if I can point this out. It's a big fucking bird.
It's a big boy.
You know? Oh, yeah.
They roll.
I know you can see some of their faces, like, this is just...
He's happy.
Yeah, they're happy. Happy, but your head can fit inside
it. Okay.
I'd be happy too if I could fit a human head in my mouth.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I'd be like able to wipe the smile off my fucking face.
What about if we let people get in pelican beaks?
Oh, that's all right.
You know.
That's... What? That's just full of salt water, water that they've picked up in their bill.
Yeah.
It's not like acids and stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think. I would like to hope they're not like velociraptors and shit. You know, they just got like this horrible concoction in their mouth.
Fuck.
Yeah. A lot of attractions at the zoo, which
I think.
Oh,
what a
big snake!
Big snake! Let a snake bite you!
Get eaten by a big snake!
Like a big. If I'm in this giant suit, and then a big like constrictor comes, he's trying to crush me to eat me.
Yeah.
Knowing full well that I ain't getting crushed, and I'm gonna get swallowed for a bit.
It does sounds like kind of fun.
There was that guy who said he was going to do that, and then he chickened out. Remember that?
I feel like it's just more one of these situations where it would be cool for the first 30 seconds, but oh, this yeah. might last like 12 hours, and at a certain point, you're sort of like, it's kind of hot in this snake yeah. gut. This kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'm getting bored on my phone, scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's not even enjoying the experience. Kids always on phones these days. Can't even experience getting eaten by a snake.
I do think that like an action zoo, which is what we've created, is definitely the way to go. We've made zoos cool again.
Yeah, I think so.
What about like a safe way we can be like attacked by animals? Maybe not in, again, like the suit kind of
stuff.
Yeah, okay. But like, for example, getting, say, kicked by the kangaroo.
Yeah.
We maybe have some like paramedics on there, like, you know, on the
side. Oh, it's just full on happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you get in there, you like, you know, wrestle with the kangaroo for a bit. It just, oh yeah, you get kicked. Yeah, everyone like, kind of like, I don't know, rodeo clowns.
Yeah.
They come in, distract the kangaroo. Paramedics come in and revive you.
Yeah.
Kind of like a, yeah, like a rodeo.
Rodeo zoo.
I've always been taken aback by how jacked kangaroos can look.
Yeah.
In
it
seems
scary.
Like to the point of self-parody almost. Like, someone's photoshopped a pit bull to be just like fucking throbbing veins and stuff, but it's real. That's the thing that always gets me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
You tell a story, Jay. We were, like, one of our friends coming from the UK, we were out like sort of in the bush, one of our friend's house, and there was like a snake, and like he panicked and freaked out. And we're like, whatever, it's a snake. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll just keep going the thing.
Yeah.
And then another kangaroo just came out, and every Australian was like, ah, fuck, in the house.
Get in the house. Get in the house. Get in the house. Shit. Because he was a big jack bull kangaroo.
And a friend from
she was
the
like,
UK,
why?
She was
it's
like,
cute.
No, it's nice. It's a kangaroo.
No.
We're like, you're getting.
It'll full on kill you.
The snake, don't stress. Kangaroo will kick you.
The snake's more scared of you than you are of it. You are more scared of the kangaroo.
Kangaroo doesn't give a shit.
I'm sure you guys have seen this, and your Australian listeners probably have too, but to me, there was a very formative experience watching, I believe it was a TikTok, the video of the guy skydiving, and then he's immediately hit by a kangaroo.
Yes.
And it's like, that to me hammered home that like, if you see them, they will come up and punch you.
Oh, yeah.
I only ever saw them from cars when I was in Australia. I never had a face-to-face encounter.
Yeah. A skydiver falling out of the sky and then immediately getting punched by a kangaroo is pretty much what visiting Australia is like.
It's weird. It's like, I get the moose experience kind of transfers here in a way. It's sort of like, what if the world's most jacked fucking rabbit would hit you if it saw you? That's basically what a moose is like, but it's just bipedal. That's what makes it weird.
Yeah.
So
yeah, what do we think of this rodeo zoo?
I like it. I think that's a great idea for the zoo. It's unique. I was thinking as well, I remember reading online about a guy who got bit by so many snakes, he became immune to snakes. Maybe we get off of that service as well.
Yeah. Slowly keep getting bitten by, like, I don't know, some kind of...
Just all the snakes.
All the snakes. Okay, never mind.
For $25 Australian, okay. Come become immune to snakes through excessive snake bites.
There was a guy who rated the feeling of being stung by various insects, but he described it in almost like culinary terms of like spicy and piquant, you know, just sort of like a lemony pain that doesn't go away for 12 hours. And it's wild to me because one of the insects that he said was one of the most painful that he'd ever been stung by is this kind of wasp that we had in New Mexico. I lived there for a couple of years as a kid called a tarantula hawk. And it's called that because it dives down and then fucking implants its eggs in a tarantula, and then its eggs hatch and eat the tarantula. It's this horrible horrible fucking bee with bright orange wings and like hooks on the back of its hind legs.
Yeah.
And like, we used to see these things dive bombing, and it's kind of weird because you're like, as a kid, you're like, oh, that looks like a scary bee, but you're not like freaked out by it. And then, you know, down the road, you basically see this guy's like Werner Herzog style blog about like, it's the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my fucking life. And you realize how much you've dodged
close
the bullet.
You were to like
like that would have been a transcendental experience, like, as a kid, like fucking getting a hangnail you thought was the worst thing that had ever happened in human history. So like, I can only imagine what that would have felt like.
Getting stung by a bee was a big deal, like fucking hell.
We have that as an enclosure.
Well, what animal would you say just not worth it, I don't want
it? Great question. What animal do I not want at the zoo?
Koala.
Yeah. No.
Fuck off.
Koalas are alright.
They're dumb
see.
As shit. Everyone thinks they're so good. Nah, they're stupid.
What about koalas, but you can take them out of the tree and do what you like to them?
That's fair.
So I mean, have the koala, it's like at the beginning of the zoo, and they're like, yeah, take a koala.
Take a koala for a walk around the zoo.
I mean, feeling what I now know about vacuum cleaner salesmen, I wouldn't really want to give people that right.
Yeah, no free reign for you. That's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of animals that I just never really
meerkats.
Give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about the meerkats.
Meerkats are mad.
What a same situation. You enter the park, get a meerkat.
That that's awesome. But I feel like it'll bite me.
Yeah.
I'll hold it wrong.
Yeah. By its head.
Then it can't bite me.
Well, maybe that's how you should hold it then.
Maybe this is a tame one, but an obvious answer.
Yeah.
I would not want Komodo dragons in my
rodeo
animal zoo. Just because I've heard some bad stories about how their whole acquiring food to eat mechanism works, and it just sounds like shit.
How do they? Oh, don't they? It's like they need rotten
food? They have the worst fucking hell mixture in their saliva, and so they bite you, and you basically there is a numbing agent that makes your muscles stop working. But more often than not, humans die because they get it's like being bitten by a piece of dog shit. you just get this horrible infection because of how gross. Because they eat stuff and then regurgitate it after it's rotten.
Yeah.
And then eat it again. And so that's, you basically get bitten by that.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And I imagine it's probably painful too, because it's the world's biggest lizard. That's probably.
That's not really what I'm caring about at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. No Komodo dragons. I don't want to be bit by a piece of dog shit. That's fair enough.
Yeah. It makes sense. I get that.
Stuff like turtles and stuff. Like whatever.
What? Turtles are cute. How big? How the big turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't want them.
No. I just think they're boring. You've seen one big turtle, you've seen them all.
What about if they just roam the zoo?
Maybe so here's the thing. Once I got in trouble at a zoo because I was in a turtle enclosure with a big turtle, and they were like, what are you doing? Get out of there. It will break your legs.
How's that not exciting?
Yeah.
Well, I think I feel like I just have a vendetta with that turtle. Because it got me in trouble.
It's a personal grievance. Fair enough.
Maybe I want heaps of turtles.
Because that sounds like fun for our rodeo.
I feel like if you already have alligators roaming, the turtles would be a worthy adversary for the alligators.
Yeah. All the alligators can't bite you because they're trying to crush a turtle, but can't.
Okay, maybe this will get shut down, but can we have feral dogs in the zoo?
We'll define feral.
Not domesticated.
Only if we have, say, a flock of baboons that they will domesticate the feral dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They'll repeat the human domestication cycle.
Yeah. I've seen a couple videos online where baboons get pet dogs. Yeah. It's pretty fucked up. I don't want to see it in life.
I think it would be pretty cool if we eventually stop running the zoo and the animals run the zoo.
We bought a zoo, they run the zoo.
What's a very intelligent primate?
Chimpanzees are pretty clever.
Okay.
I think so.
Right?
Can they run the zoo?
Yeah. What are the cleverest animals? Chimpanzee, dolphin, crow, octopus.
Orangutan.
Okay.
I feel like the idea of the octopi running the zoo. They're all in tanks, but they're pulling levers somehow.
Yeah. We're all right, octopuses, and go, and they just release every animal.
God damn it!
Punching an octopus in the top of the head. Nose!
You fucked up!
Oh god! And they were mauled to death by the alligators.
Can we kind of give this to them to run for a bit? Let's give them the opportunity to see what they do.
Yeah. Come to the only zoo run by animals.
And then you go in and you become the exhibits.
Human zoo.
Reverse zoo. Yeah.
Guided by Voices that have a song about this. It's just called Human Zoo.
Yeah.
That could be real life.
And the animals can look at you for once. Huh? All right.
So we have an orangutan with a crow on its shoulder and then a portable tank full of an octopus.
You get let into the zoo. Yeah. It's a big open space with trees and stuff. And then there's glass all around it where there's just animals roaming, looking in at you.
I think that sounds sick.
We bought a zoo. We made a zoo. Good. They run the zoo.
Can we escape?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can leave. It's just like a inside out zoo rather than a reverse zoo.
Inside out zoo.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So I guess if we bought a zoo, it would be good.
Yeah, I think that's the conclusion.
I'm sure Matt Damon presumably gives Scully Johansson a big kiss, and that's what happens when he bought
a zoo. We'll kiss our wives. Oh, our wife's dead.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
I've been Nate.
Nate, where can we find you?
Please listen to Trash Future Podcast. It is a podcast about the tech industry from a tech pessimist perspective. And because we're all stuck in Britain, it's about British politics, too. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, please take a listen.
Thanks so much for coming on, Nate. And your zoo expertise is coming handy.
Yeah, it's been useful.
Thank you for being here at the Trash Future Studios, enlightening us with all the possibilities that owning a zoo can entail.
Yeah. It's a lot of responsibility people don't know about owning a zoo. And I think we covered them all.
Yeah, I think we've sorted it out, basically. Yeah.
We did it.
Oh,
Want to hear more of this nonsense, but you're on a budget? For $5 a month, not only will you be helping support the show, but you'll get 2 bonus episodes a month. We've teamed up with Acast Plus to give you the Plumbing Sampler, a sneaky extra Plumbing the Death Star episode, and What If?, where we look at the important questions asked by our good friend Marvel Comics back in 1977 and do our best to answer them. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar or click the link in the show notes.